USA News Update. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students applied for an internship with the police department in Pullman, Washington.
Brian Koberger submitted his application to the department at some point during the fall. That's according to a newly released probable cause affidavit. He applied during the fall semester when he took his first semester classes at Washington State University after graduating from DeSales University in Pennsylvania. Koberger also worked as a teaching assistant at Washington State and lived in Pullman, which is just miles away from the crime scene in Moscow, Idaho. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The chair of the Senate Commerce Committee says the panel intends to hold hearings after Southwest Airlines canceled nearly 16,000 flights last week. Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell said on Wednesday that her committee will hold hearings, quote, to examine how to strengthen consumer protections and airline operations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.